Australian Senator and former NRL star Glenn Lazarus is pledging to abolish the government's tax on tampons. GST exemptions are made for condoms, sunscreen, nicotine patches, because they're classed as important health goods. But tampons and sanitary pads are hit with a 10% tax, even though they are essential health goods for women. Senator Lazarus says women should not be financially penalised for buying these items. He wants to draft a bill to change the legislation. Senator Glenn Lazarus, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you, mate?
I'm all right. Now, I need to warn you, there have been others who have treaded where or walked or explored where you are going right now. The first one was Joe Hockey. The second one was Bill Shorten. Both of them ended up backing up the truck at a million miles an hour. Why are you heading down this path, apart from the fact that it's just plain fair?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right, and it's a common sense would tell you that, you know, we don't pay GST on things like sunscreen and
condoms
and nicotine patches and things like that, but you know, women have to pay GST on tampons and sanitary napkins. I mean, they don't buy these things because they're a fashion accessory.
No.
They buy them because they're essential for you know, health and hygiene. I mean, I just wonder how Bill or Malcolm, one of them will be Prime Minister after July 2nd, how would they like it if they had to pay GST on their incontinent pads or something like that when they're pensioners? I mean, you know, I just think that this is ridiculous. It does cost women money. And, of course, the other part of the policy is that I'm also calling on the government to provide these items, sanitary napkins and, of course, tampons, to government-funded women's shelters and crisis centres to assist women during their times of, you know, difficulty. You know, sometimes or often women will have to flee their circumstances.
Sure.
I just think it would be appropriate if government-funded facilities supplied them.
It seems bizarre that this hasn't been done by now, and the numbers aren't that big. I mean, in real terms, if you have a look at the size of the budget and then the size of the health budget and the amount of money that's brought in courtesy of the GST, if you just have a look at tampons, for example, it's not a massive amount of money. And I was really surprised that Bill Shorten didn't stick to his guns on it. He backed away on it during that recent People's Forum. It would have provided a point of difference between him and Malcolm Turnbull if he went ahead. I'm surprised that others haven't done it.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. As I say, I think it's just, at the moment, I think it's unfair. It's discriminatory. So, you know, I just think that, you know, as you say, it's not big money, but there is some money obviously outlaid with the GST when women have to buy these. And they, you know, depending on their situation, could be buying these every 3 or 4 weeks. So, you know, I just think it's a no-brain, common-sense policy. A lot of female, obviously women, have contacted me and visited my office in regards to this. They have got to be in their bonnet, and I think it's justified.
So just very briefly, what's your plan here? Because clearly you're not in government. I mean, you've got some negotiating power if you get back in there, but what do you plan on to negotiate this with whoever's leading?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll draft the legislation and present it as a senator's private bill, and and hopefully be able to convince both sides of politics to vote for this piece of legislation, because I think it's the right thing to do.
Well, all power to you. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure, Ben. Anytime.
Senator Glenn Lazarus joining us on the line. I mean, it's not as if women choose to have their period once a month. This is not a luxury item. And if it's good enough for condoms, it should be good enough for tampons.